Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the new movie Hell or High Water opens in theaters today. The film stars Chris Pine and Ben Foster as two brothers robbing banks across West Texas. And they're being chased by a soon-to-be-retired Texas Ranger played by Academy Award-winning actor Jeff Bridges. The film is just the latest in Bridges' collection of great performances. How about his role in Last Picture Show or True Grit, Crazy Heart, or playing the dude in the best movie ever made, The Big Lebowski? Bridges is no stranger to the silver screen. He was in his first film at the tender age of one. Jeff Bridges is one of my favorites, and he's my guest tonight on The Download. Mr. Bridges, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, great to be with you.
All right, so what drew you to this script? What was it about Hell or High Water that got you involved?
Well, a few things. I guess just how well the script was written. You know, I could tell that this writer, Taylor Sheridan, really knew what he was writing about. It really rang so true. It turns out his cousin is a marshal in Texas, and you know, he knows a lot about that. And then also the ambiguity, you know, of the whole thing. You know, right and wrong is sort of a is not as black and white as you know, we might often think, and that kind of drew me to the picture. And then when I found out that David McKenzie was going to be directing, that was a big plus. I had seen his film Start Up, which is wonderful, and I figured pairing those two guys together, Taylor Sheridan and the writer of the script, and David McKenzie, would be a good idea. And as the cast came together, it all started to fall in place in a beautiful way.
Well, we talked with David McKenzie yesterday on the program, and you know, one thing he talked about was this was a simple plot but a complex story. I mean, the characters and the idea, like you just said, the right and wrong and good and bad, it really does.
Yeah.
It really is more than just a heist story.
Yeah, it's true. I love movies that sort of transcend their genres. You know, some people describe it as a modern day Western, and I think there's some, you know, you can make parallels there. I mean, I'm just really pleased with the way the movie came out and had a great time making it.
Let me ask you about genres. Obviously, you've done some Western stuff in your career before. One of the other things David talked about was getting this film right. Being a Scottish filmmaker, he really wanted to capture the space, make the environment part of the character. For you, you know, being a part of this genre before, do you feel that the movie did that? That it captured West Texas, but it also captured sort of the nuances of the Western genre?
Yeah, I think so. You know, one of the themes in so many Westerns is, you know, the times they are a-changing, you know, whether it's, you know, automobiles replacing horses, or in this case, you know, banks coming in and replacing people, being more self-sufficient, you know. And so I think that, you know, that's true. And then David, you know, being a foreigner, is a Scottish fella, you know, coming in and having really fresh eyes can often give a more interesting and sometimes more accurate view of our country, I think. And that was interesting. And his desire to get it right. You know?
Yeah, right. Let's talk about the character. I mentioned at the top, Marcus is a soon-to-be-retired Texas Ranger. What do you bring to a character like Marcus? What are you trying to do with the role that brings a little Jeff Bridges to it?
Well, you want to do justice to the story, you know, when it's written so well. And the script really gives you the key to how to play the thing. And I usually start with, you know, myself, see aspects of my own life that I can, that the character relates to. And then look for role models. And in this case, we were so fortunate to have the renowned Texas Ranger Joaquin Jackson with us, who, you know, helped us so much in getting that authentic vibe going, you know. As far as myself, you know, my character teases my partner, played by Gil Birmingham, quite a bit. And I come from a family of teasers, so I was familiar with that whole deal.
putting yourself into roles and finding parts of your life to parallel what the character's going through. That's how you approach the craft. Is that similar? I mean, think of other characters you've played. I think of the dude, Big Lebowski. What do you draw out of the dude that's part of your life?
Oh, well, yeah, that, you know, it kind of reminds me of a version of myself from high school, you know. I'm probably a little more, I don't know, ambitious or active, or I don't know. The dude had his own brand of activities, I guess. But, yeah, the dude was so much fun to play. You know, a lot of the wardrobe was my wardrobe. You know, Mary Zofries, the costumer, came over to my house, and I said, let's go up to my closet and just look around, see if there's something that strikes you.
That's great. The you know, how much is a character like the dude manifestation, or a character that's written by the Coen brothers that's on the script, and how much of it is what you bring to it?
Well, it's kind of it's a combo, you know. And then you know, you mentioned the Coen brothers; they're real masters, you know, the directors. And I like to use the directors to kind of help me get my act together, you know. Kind of empower them to have power over me, sort of, you know. So it's, I'm not playing myself, but a kind of a version that's a combination of, you know, the character and and like you say, what I, you know, personally bring to the thing, and kind of turn it over to them and let them dial it in.
We're talking with Jeff Bridges, the Academy Award-winning actor. The new movie, Hell or High Water, opens in theaters today. You know, you've been involved with so many different movies over your time, but a lot of cult classics. I'm interested because, you know, even from Lebowski, which we're talking about, but Tron, you even had a little bit of a cult following with Hearts of the West in the mid-70s. Also, Iron Man being a part of the San Diego Comic-Con experience. Talk about that, being a part of, being an actor who's in movies that transcend the time that they come out and they turn into something more.
Yeah, it's kind of mysterious, you know, and wonderful. You know, with Lebowski, when it first came out, it really didn't do too much in America. It really kind of was a bigger hit in Europe and then splashed back over in our shores, you know, a few years later, and then became this, you know, cult thing. And we got Lebowski festivals, and you know, my band, the Abiders, we mm-hmm. played a few of those, and it's so much fun. And you know, to get to have people enjoy a film that much is really wonderful. You know, they bring so much to the experience, especially when you're watching it in a room with other people who love a movie so much. It's kind of contagious, you know, and you really... And then a movie like Lebowski, I mean, every time I see the movie, I seem to enjoy it more than the last time. I mean, you know, it's so rich and filled with great stuff. You know, that's, I think, one of the marks of... masters, you know, whether they're painters or filmmakers, you know, they make it look easy. You know, you don't see the effort involved, but that's one of my favorite movies. I'm biased, of course. I'm in the thing, but I mean, I think it would have been, even if I wasn't in it, I would appreciate how well it was made.
One of the great things about that script and what plays out, and you're right, every time you see it, something you find something new. But one of the awesome things too is the ensemble. I mean, the way that you guys are able to play as a group and in those scenes, it's a Hell or High Water. There's a lot where it's just you and Gil in the scenes, but in Lebowski, there's the scenes in the bowling alley. There's other places where you guys are just doing straight up theater. You know, it reads like theater. Do you like that kind of thing? Is there a preference you have as an actor to playing more ensemble or playing more sort of person to person?
No, I like it, all the different you know, ways it can be. I think, you know, you mentioned what as you were speaking, what came to mind is just the tone, you know, to get the tone right and to see that everybody in the film is kind of in the same world, you know. I think that is the case with Lebowski, which is a very different tone than Hell or High Water, but it's you know, kind of the same assignment, you know, for the people who are making it. I think get the tone right, you know, that we're all into the same story.
It's hard to believe that Lebowski's coming up on 20 years. That's going to be
isn't that something?
Something to think about. Yeah, I you know, and I don't pretend to know your life, but the idea that I'm sure that more people than not are coming up to you still on the street and saying the dude and trying to give you high fives, things of that nature.
Oh man,
how does it feel for that to happen, to be sort of identified as the dude, as the shining moment of your illustrious, legendary Academy Award winning career?
It's so funny. I just, you know, 5 minutes ago, I signed a couple of, you know, bowling pins. You know, that's a, you know, kind of a, you know, a normal thing that happens, you know, throughout the day. It's just, you know, it's kind of bizarre, but I suppose you get used to it to a certain degree.
Jeff Bridges is in the new movie Hell or High Water, which is out in theaters. I can't thank you enough for taking some time out to talk to us, not only about Hell or High Water or Lebowski, one of the greatest movies ever made. Congrats on the success of this movie, and thank you again for taking some time out and for such a great career entertaining us all.
All right.
Mr. Bridges,
nice
thanks.
Chatting with you. Talk to you soon.